What I'm going to do real quickly is try and take you guys through a quick greatest hits of some of the issues that I see for lawyers, and particularly lawyers that are involved in appellate practice. Obviously, in a legal malpractice case, the plaintiff must prove the attorney owed the plaintiff a duty. The attorney breached the duty by not acting as a reasonable, prudent attorney. The breach was the proximate cause of damage and the amount of damages. Concerning legal malpractice cases, Texas's general rule has a bright-line privity rule. And what that means is the only person that can sue you for legal malpractice and say you are a negligent attorney is your client. The key case on that is the Barcella versus Elliott case out of the Texas Supreme Court in the 90s. In that case, a man has a will drafted up. He wants to leave everything to his girlfriend. Signs that will. The man dies. There's a problem with the will. The will fails. Nothing goes to his girlfriend. Instead, everything goes to his kids that he didn't want to receive any money. The girlfriend then turns around and sues the lawyer for negligence. You committed malpractice, proximately caused me damages. And the Texas Supreme Court says we're going to have a bright line privity rule that says only the client of the attorney can sue him. You aren't the client of the attorney. The testator was the client of the attorney. He's dead, so you don't have any remedy. We're a minority in that position, but it's a pretty big rule when you're defending legal malpractice cases to keep in mind. The breach question will be whether, under the applicable circumstances, the attorney acted as a reasonable, prudent attorney. This issue will almost always be a fact issue. It ends up being a duel of experts, one attorney saying he acted reasonably and prudent, the other one saying he didn't. In legal malpractice cases arising out of litigation, the plaintiff must show that but for the attorney's negligence acts, the client would have prevailed in the underlying case. We call this the case within the case rule, and we spend a lot of time fighting about the case within the case.